Good morning, His Tabernacle. How's everybody doing this morning? Welcome to our 11 a.m. service. Come on, I want you to stand up to your feet. Put your hands together for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen. Come on down to the altar. Let's begin to engage in worship. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time of refreshing. Lord, your word declares, let us enter your gates with thanksgiving. Let us enter into your courts with praise. So, Father, we begin to give you the praise. We begin to thank you. Come on, put your hands together. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is a privilege and an honor to be in the house of the Lord. So, Father, we lift up our hands. We lift up our voices to worship you. And we receive everything you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glorious. Glorious. Shout it out loud. You are glorious. Oh, 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 oh reach your hands up and just start thanking Jesus for what he's already done and what he's going to do in your life. Thank you, Jesus.
Seated in majesty.
yourself and you rose from the dead and you're still alive and you're still working and you still do miracles and you still do great miracles, Jesus.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory. with all your hands lifted high. Raise your hands and surrender this morning to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, this morning, we thank you. We honor you. For you are worthy. You are worthy and greatly to be praised. Father, we magnify your name. For there is no other God but you. No other king but you. No other Lord but you. Jesus. 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 Father, we're not moving any further until we know that we have touched your hem, that we've touched your garment, that we have touched the Holy of Holies, that we have touched your throne room, God. Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. All the
come on, come on, come on, Jesus, Jesus, it's only in him, it's only in him. Lift them up. Hallelujah. To share with you this morning what I saw. As I was in prayer this morning early, I shared it with the first service, and I want to share with you today. If you took the end of a cord of a light or a vacuum cleaner and you take that plug-in connector, this morning I was in prayer and I saw that magnify so big, like larger than what it's supposed to be. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to the church today that he's making things so magnified in how we can connect to his kingdom that all we got to do is plug in. All we've got to do is connect ourselves to the source. He's magnified it. He's made it so easy. I believe we're in a season that it's not even going to be hard for us to connect to the source. But all it is surrendering. So raise your hands up right now. Lift your hands wherever you are. Lift your hands up. Don't be afraid. This morning, I dared the first service to raise their hands to the King of Kings. I dare you this morning to raise your hands to the great Omega. Come on. Jesus. This morning, God, we're plugging into you who is our source. We want to thank you, Father, for your anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. We want to thank you for loving us so much. Jesus, thank you that in that anointing, bondages are broken. Sicknesses have to flee. Addictions must go in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, our bodies can be healed and made whole by the power of God. So today, God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection, your safety, and your anointing. And we thank you for the word that's going to come forth today, that we will be empowered. Lord God, we're going to be built up and pumped up that, Father, this week we can make a difference for your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. How many of you are empowered this morning? How many in here can feel the Holy Ghost? Listen, on your way back to your chairs, don't sit down. Go and introduce yourself. Go meet somebody that you don't know. Go find somebody right now who's out there that you don't know and go say hello. Go shake some hands.
There are some things in life you just can't do alone. Like running a worship set. Getting a root canal. Getting stuck in traffic.
Ashley, come on!
Starting a flash mob. Trust fall.
One, two.
Join a group today. Go to histabernacle.com/groups.
So how many spots do we have left over? Seriously? Can you be serious just for once?
What are you talking about?
Hey guys, we still have a couple spots available for the Marriage Encounter April 12th to the 14th. If you have yet to sign up, please see us or go to the hub to sign up.
Hey family, it is next Sunday. We have our next water baptism. We're going to be doing it for both 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services.
You are so white.
Man, what's his problem? Listen, you can go sign up at the hub, in the foyer, or go online, histabernacle.com/baptism. Listen, our next outreach Saturday is coming up March 3rd at 12 p.m. right here at the church in classroom number one. Listen, you don't always need a pulpit to share the gospel. So we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to come learn how you can share the gospel wherever you are in whatever situation you're in. So come out again, March 3rd, 12 p.m. right here at the church. See you there.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. Wow, that was a really weak good morning for having 2 more hours of sleep than the rest of us. So let's try that one more time. Good morning, His Tabernacle. Awesome. I like that. Welcome to our 11 a.m. service. We're so excited you can be here. Turn to your neighbor and say you are brilliant for being in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If this is your first time here, can I just see your hand? Just raise it right up. This is your first time here. Come on, put your hands together for our first time guest. That's amazing. We have one over here, another one over here, one over there. If you keep your hand up, we have a gift that's coming to you right now. Again, thank you for coming to worship with us. After service, on this side of the building, we have a guest reception for you. Some coffee, some breakfast items. You get to meet some of the pastors, some of the people on staff. But really, we want to just thank you so much. We know it's a big deal for you to step out into a new church. So again, thank you for coming to worship with us today. Come on, let's give it up for our guests one more time. Amen. If you're watching via live stream, we want to welcome you to our 11 a.m. service. We're so excited you could come to worship with us, listen to the word, to give, to sow, and to live life with us. So give it up for our live stream campus. All right, we have 2 quick announcements. Who have received one of these awesome programs last week? Yes, we have our awesome launch of our home groups. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. If you don't know what that's about, you missed last week's service. Okay, but we want to live life with you. Amen? Amen? So we have connection groups. We have home groups. We have activity groups. We have serve groups. There's a way for you to get plugged in because this is His Tabernacle Family Church. Say family. All right, so we're going to live life together. We're going to cry together. We're going to laugh together. We're going to bicker together. It's going to be just like any regular old family. Amen? So we want you to make sure that you get signed up for one of the groups. You can email groups@histabernacle.com, or better yet, one of the leaders may be coming to you to encourage you to join their group. All right, and then lastly, we had the video announcement about the Empower Summit that is coming up soon. We want you to get excited about that. This is a time where we're going to be bringing in the top tier ministers and pastors around the world to come and pour into you. This year's theme is called Destiny Accelerated. Who wants to go a little bit faster this year? Who has some things on their prayer list that they want answered quickly? Amen. So this is the time that you want to come out. And pastor loves not just pastors, but he loves his church as well. So we want to encourage you to come out. You don't have to be a pastor to be at this conference. You can sign up today. You go to empoweringpastors.com or you come and find me and we'll get you signed up. All right? So let's now put our hands together for Pastor Cody.
Has anybody in the middle of the night, you like wake up and you got to use the restroom or you just need to like chug the gallon of milk, gotten up, be like, I'm not going to turn the lights on because I don't want to wake anybody up. Halfway there, step on a Lego or stub your toe on the bed. Or even this one might be worse. Been walking at night behind a truck and you hit your shin on a trailer hitch. Those things are painful. I think they honestly like semi-test our Christian walk. Like, do you cuss or do you not? That's the game changer. That's when you really find out when you step on that Lego. But I love the word of God and I love Psalms 119 verse 105. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I love the fact that God's word will show the direction we're going. It'll make sure we're not stepping on the Legos. It'll make sure we don't kick a trailer hitch. It'll make sure that we're in a safe place, that our feet are being placed properly. But on the flip side, if we're not walking in the word, then we're walking in the darkness and we're bound to step on something. We're bound to trip on something. We're bound to misstep somewhere. And that's the great thing about the Word of God is if we are operating in the Word of God, then we're walking in the light. We don't have to worry about where we're stepping. We don't have to worry about getting hurt. And that even comes all the way down to our finances. And what I've found is a lot of people don't enter into this covenant with finances with God out of fear or maybe out of doubt or just maybe out of sheer opinion, or they can't see naturally where it will work out. And every time We look at the promises of God in a natural sense, through natural eyes. It won't make sense. Even when it comes to salvation, remember the theologians of the time, they asked Jesus, well, how can somebody be born again? Like, reasoning the supernatural with natural never works. We find this in Numbers chapter 13 as well. When we remember the children of Israel are about to walk into the promised land, and they send 12 spies. 10 spies come back, and this is after they had walked with grapes so big, like I can't even imagine this, vine grapes so big that it took 2 men to carry it. It's huge. They said that it flowed with milk. It flowed with honey. Everything they needed was there. But 10 of them came back. And they didn't focus on the promise. They focused on the fear. They focused on the doubt. They said, yeah, all those things are there and it's great. But there's giants. And they're descendants of Anak, which were people who had never been defeated before. And it's crazy because out of the 12, 10 came back negative and only 2 came back positive. And I believe that's much of the body of Christ when it comes to finances. We look at it and say, well, I don't know how I could ever afford to tithe with 10%. I don't understand how I could ever take portion of that. And we desire it. But I want to encourage you this morning that anytime we try to reason the supernatural things of God, the promises of God, with a natural eye, with natural senses, it won't work out. But if we can walk in the Word of God and walk supernaturally in how He's called us to walk, what He's called us to do, it will always go far beyond what we could even have imagined it to be. Think about how crazy it was as they were walking in the dark, because that's what they did as they brought back that negative report. The people said, we should go back to Egypt. And God said, no, 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 you're going to wander in the desert for 40 years. Man, I don't want to wander in the desert for 40 years because I'm not taking care of what God told me to be obedient with. I want to be able to have what God has promised. I want to be obedient. I want to be blessed going in and blessed going out. I want to be blessed in my storehouse and blessed in my basket. I don't even remember the rest right now. Just slipped my head. But I want all of these things that God has promised me. And if we operate in fear, we operate in doubt, we operate in opinion, if we operate in those things, we're literally saying that the Word of God is not the authority in our life. Look, God's Word is the final authority if we're Christians. We're called to obey the Word of God. And as we obey the Word of God, we're going to have access to the promises of God. I want access. I want what God has promised. I don't want to look at what other people get. I want what God has promised in my life. Look, if fear, doubt, and opinion outweigh the authority of God, then we'll never have access to the things of God. So this morning, as you prepare your offering, maybe you're saying, you know what, I used to tithe, or I've thought about it, but fear and doubt and opinion, all of these things have outweighed my obedience to God. I want to challenge you, even today, to start that relationship, to get right, to be obedient to God in this sense, because as we're obedient, we'll have access to the promises of God. It's not about just, we want all your money. That's not it at all. I want you obedient. I want you blessed by God. I want you to have promise. I want you to have access to the promises of God. And that will only happen when we don't let fear outweigh God's final authority. So this morning, as you prepare your offering, as you go ahead and write that on your envelope, or maybe you're going to text the number that's up on the screen and set that up, or maybe you're watching live stream and you click the give button at the top of the screen as you exit out of the full screen. But as you start to access the promises of God, I believe that you'll be blessed. I believe what we declare every single Sunday will start to come true even in your life. So we can go ahead and stand to our feet as we've prepared our offerings to the Lord. Here in this house, we bring our offerings to the front to bless God. And there's an operative word in what we say in Deuteronomy 28 every week. It's if I obey. If I obey. And I love the fact that we have control over this. If I obey. We're going to say this again all together from the back to the front. And I want it to be loud. I want it to be exciting. I want you to believe it in your heart, because we got to take ownership of these things. So from the back to the front, let's just repeat together as we do every single Sunday. If I obey. No, like you believe it and you mean it. You're excited about it. You're passionate about it. Like Jesus died on the cross. Like He's got a promise for you. Like that. If I obey, then I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. You're falling off on me. You gotta keep it up there. I'm blessed in my basket. Nope, see me, you went down a level again. You gotta come all the way back up. The blessings are gonna, they're going to, why? Not convinced. Why? You can go ahead and bring your offerings to the Lord up here at the front. If you're watching live stream again, if you receive ministry from this house, if the Word of God impacts you, I'd love for you to partner with us by going to the give option at the very top or even texting the number. But we thank you for your partnership. We thank you for the ministry that goes forward. And we believe that God has some divine connections for you. At all, the conference we've been able to put on for 4 years. Three people. Can I hear four? Four, four. Can I hear a fifth? Maybe a sixth person? Maybe. I'm just. But empowering pastors, as Pastor Obi was saying, is coming up right around the corner. It's not just for pastors. It's for business leaders. It's for people that are starting a business. It's maybe if you're a manager. Maybe you aspire to be a manager or a leader on any sense. But it's been powerful because we've seen over the last 4 years, probably 50, 60 different pastors come through the building. And as they've come through the building, we know that they've been equipped, encouraged. We know that discouragement has been washed out of their lives. Not only that, we've seen business people come and be impacted with the godly principles of prosperity that the Bible shows. But also, probably the biggest effect that we've had through empowering pastors is there's been seven to ten pastors that literally spoke to Pastor Spencer and said, if not for this conference, I was going to quit the ministry. I was going to leave my congregation. I was going to quit the ministry. And they're there today. They're thriving. They're loving their community. And, man, that's probably at least 500 to 700 people that are still intact, still being loved, still being propelled forward. So this morning, amen. This morning, our pastors asked us to sow into this ministry. And you don't have to. You're like, I just want to just keep it. It's fine. But if you want to make an impact outside of this building and you want to make an impact in the world, in the Northeast, in the communities around us. And look, what Bishop said is what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And I really believe what you can make happen for another house of God, what you can make happen for another pastor, what you can make happen for someone else in another congregation, God can make it happen for you as well. So I want to encourage you, if the Lord lays on your heart this morning to sow into Empowering Pastors Conference, to go ahead and be obedient to that. And I promise you, it's good ground. We've seen mighty things happen in people's lives. We've seen churches grow and flourish, and we're going to see even more this year. This is going to be the biggest and the best and the most effective year we've ever had. And I love that you get to, as we get to play a part in shaping and pushing a direction of the Northeast. So this morning, if you've prepared your offering, we're going to have a basket right here in the front. And the band's going to play. They left me hanging a little bit last time. But we're going to have, there they are, yeah. We have an offering basket right here in the front, and I just want to encourage you, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to go ahead and do, this, we're not shaking you down, whatever God speaks, let's pray real quick, and we'll come up and we'll give. Father, we thank you that we will see mighty things happen in this region. that the church in the Northeast won't be the frozen chosen. But Father, you'll send revival through the pastors. You'll awaken the people. You'll awaken the business leaders. And we will see a mighty shift and a mighty change in the things that you have for us. So as we come and we give, we sow, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to absolutely bring a return. In the mighty name of Jesus, can I hear a collective amen from the back to the front? Amen. The offering baskets are up here. Thank you so much.
Okay, I need you in the front rows. Come on, move up. Come on, I need you in the front rows. Move, move, quickly, quickly. There's an anointing that's falling in this room right now. There are lots of front row stuff, seats here. But there is an anointing that God is pouring out over this place, out over this land, and he's pouring it out for you. Look at your neighbor on the right and the left. Say, he's here for you today. Well, y'all don't sound too excited about that. Ooh. He's here for you. Come on, look at your neighbor on the left and the right. He's here for you today. Amen. Amen. So I want to greet you and bless you, precious people of God. This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I choose to rejoice. We choose. It's our will to rejoice and be glad in it. So we're so glad that you're here today. You could have slept in, weather. I don't know what's happening out there. But we're thankful because it's a heat wave in here. Amen. And so we have the anointing and the power of our God. So we're so glad that you're here today. Because you know what? Sometimes we have to push past how we feel. Because God is greater than a feeling. Amen? He's greater than a feeling. He's greater than an emotion. Amen? He gave us emotions and feelings. But today, what God has called us to as we together we're going to journey, he's really called us to understand that our destiny, look at your neighbor on the left and say, my destiny is not about my emotion or my feeling. My destiny is based on the word of God. Amen? And so that's a reason to give him praise and glory. Amen? Now, I came this morning to encourage you. I came this morning to challenge you. I came this morning to inspire you. But I came this morning mostly to deliver you. Amen? Amen. So, because we are here, and it's really an honor and a privilege to be with you today in this capacity. I'm always honored when God gives me an assignment and he has need of me. And you should be honored as well. Whether you're serving in our parking lot ministry, whether you're one of our connection group leaders, whether you're on the camera or behind the keyboard, it's It's an honor and a privilege to be used by God today. And we also want to thank God for our pastors, for our senior pastors today, Dr. Michael Spencer and Pastor Rhonda Spencer. We want to give God praise and glory for the man and woman of God. Amen. The under-shepherd of this house. God has given him such favor and such vision to move us forward. They are godly examples of kingdom living. Wouldn't you agree? They live out God's kingdom living every day before us. And it's awesome to have an example, because we have so many examples in the world that are not a divine connection example, but really they're a bad hookup example. Amen. And we're going to talk about that today. So we thank God for our pastors. Also thankful for the pastors and ministers who serve here, for the His Tabernacle intercessors who are here, for our media team, for our drama SWAT team. We're thankful for each and every one of you. I thank God for the intercessors, the HT intercessors, because these people pray without ceasing. They pray for me. They pray for you. They're praying 24/7 for you, that you would accomplish everything that God has accomplished. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing to have this. We thank God for them. I'm also very, very thankful for each of you, because you're an inspiration to me. You're an inspiration to my life. You're an inspiration to my ministry. But I'm also very, very thankful for God today. Amen. Are you thankful for Him? I'm thankful for His Son, Jesus. I'm also thankful for the Holy Spirit, because it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to plug into God. Amen? Whether you're coming here for Next Step services or prayer time, or you're RBI students, amen? But it's an opportunity for you to plug in, to be divinely connected to God. I'm so thankful to God because He is Alpha and Omega. Look at your neighbor and say, He's Alpha and Omega. He is beginning and the end. Amen. He is the beginning of our faith, and He's also the end of our faith. Amen. And so we're very excited, because I was talking to the first service, because I want to meet you. If you are out there and you have this type of power, I really want to meet you. Maybe in a connection group I can connect with you. But did any of you cause your heart to beat today? Anybody has that kind of power, you know? Did any of you cause your eyes to open today? I mean, you had to open them, and I'm glad you opened them when you came. But did anybody have that kind of power and authority? Okay, nobody here yet. I'm just looking. I really want to meet you. Did anyone pump the blood that was the blood of life and the Zoe breath of life through you today? Did anybody have? So we give praise and glory for the one who does that. Amen? Amen. We give Him praise and glory, because you can't think yourself into having your heartbeat. You know, you can't will yourself into that. So what I want to encourage you today is that this is the day that He's granted us. It's really a present. It's the day that He's made, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. But you might say, Pastor Andrea, if you had the kind of week that I had last week, if you had to go through some of the things I had to go through, anybody out there had some challenges this week, you know, I had to even push today to get here today, Pastor Andrea. It was really difficult. I had to overcome some difficulties, some depression, some other issues. You know, you may even have heard some comments or statements that came your way this week where you began to think, why am I even still trying? Why am I even, you know, trying and living? Why am I living? What's the purpose of what's going on? You may have very early on in your life even had someone who was feeding that lie to you that you were a mistake, you know, that you were an accident. Look at your neighbor on the right and left. See, you're not an accident. You are not God's accident. We serve a strategic God. He's very purposeful and intentional. You're not an accident. Now, sometimes we have people, hurting people, hurt people. Amen? So sometimes we may have been raised in families where there are difficult situations or circumstances, and maybe our parents were hurt, or those who were raising us who were hurt. So they were basically maybe from a perspective that wasn't God's perspective or an idea. They were saying some of these things that were just rejecting to us, but they were wrong. They weren't God's plan or purpose. They were mostly decreeing and declaring popular culture over you. So here today, when we talk about divine connections, we're not talking about vain philosophies or imaginations. We are decreeing and declaring the truth of the Word of God. So say to your neighbor, I only want the truth. Own truth. I don't want popular culture, because popular culture can be very threatening. Amen. We saw some examples of that this week in the news. There is an attack that's often coming against us that even tries to keep us from being divinely connected. How many people had to really push and press even to come to church today? Amen. At one point I was like, ooh, I should watch live stream. Then I remembered I am live stream, so I need to come. I'm just being transparent. But today, God has called me for this assignment, and I'm honored and blessed to have it. Because I come to you today under the jurisdiction and the anointing of God. I come to you today under the power of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of Jesus Christ. And also, I come to you under the trust and the assignment of my senior pastors. We're going to move you through a place where you become subliminally delivered. Say subliminal deliverance. I'm going to be delivered. Amen. Because there are some subliminal attacks that are occurring today in the earth realm. Some people under attack. Amen. Everywhere you're getting attacked by the enemy. We turn on the news, we see evidences of that. But today God has brought you to this place for deliverance. Say deliverance. Amen. Now the goal that we have today around deliverance, it's a goal that is, you have it because of salvation. Now, if you're not saved later, Minister Mindy's going to be here over in this corner, and she's going to be able to minister salvation to you. But for those who are already saved, you understand or beginning to understand more about what this divine connection looks like, because he died so that you would be set free. He died so that you would be saved, you would be delivered, healed, prospered, protected, preserved, and made whole. Those are all the benefits of sozo, RBI students. Those are all the benefits of salvation. But it's not enough to know that, to just know that information. You've got to live it out. So today, what we're going to be able to do, we're going to go a little deeper in terms of being able to understand the spiritual moment that we are in this season. You've heard it so much. Just open doors, open heavens, new season, new serenity. How many folks have heard? You've heard all of this. You've heard the buzzwords. But it's more than a buzzword. This is about being able to have your mind, will, and emotions renewed so that you can experience the moment of all why God and Jesus died for you. This is a strategic moment in Christ Jesus. It's an intersection. Do your arms like this. It's an intersection. Amen? Now, this is going to be the only symbol you can use in the church. I know some of you use other symbols outside, but this is a symbol that you can use right here in the church. And what we're talking about, this is where there's an intersection between what you may have been believing, you know, and you're trying to believe in Christ Jesus, but what you see in your world, which is threatening. It's very, very different. This is an intersection where you are taking, where you might see fantasy, fatality, you're seeing death, you're seeing depression. People even may say, oh, that's, you just have bad luck. You got bad karma. No, there's no such thing as karma. Amen? You know, so when we are divinely connected to God, we know that because of his blood, we have all the promises of being saved, healed, delivered, prospered, protected, preserved, and made whole. So what we're calling to today is that you come to understand this intersection where you can believe in the faith of the Word of God. You can believe in the life that he's purposed for you and the pursuit that he has for you in terms of your purpose and destiny. Look at your neighbor on the left and the right and say, you can be set free today. This is the intersection today between divine connection and what we're going to call and demonstrate and show you a bad hookup. Some of us are not experiencing divine connection. We're experiencing a bad hookup. Amen? And so God wants us to understand how to move out of this place of bad hookup and move into the fullness of divine connection. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. God, we exalt your holy name, and we just reverence you. God, you have decreed and declared over this house that it's the year of divine connection. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, teach. Give us wisdom and understanding and a deeper revelation about what that really means in our lives. God, show us what we need to do as we move forward in freedom and victory, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you're in agreement, say amen. Amen. Now, let's begin to look at some of the scriptures. Proverbs 16, and some of you may want to jot this down so you can read these scriptures later. But this has been declared by our senior pastors as the year of what? Oh, that sounds so weak. The year what? Oh, wait a minute, it's getting better. Okay, the year of what? See, sometimes you're going to have to say it louder so that the enemy of your soul can hear it. Amen? And as you decree and declare the truth and the word of God, even to yourself, you'll start to believe it. Amen? And so Proverbs 16, 1 through 7, I'm going to just paraphrase out of the Voice translation. It says, people can go about making their own plans, but God has the final word. Because see, he's Alpha and he's Omega. He's beginning and he's the end. Even when you think that you have good intentions, because sometimes we think that we're the divine connection for somebody else, but we may really be the bad hookup. Amen? And so sometimes we have good intentions, but what we really want to do is allow God through the ministry of the Holy Spirit to check our motives. Because the only one who knows the motivation and the real motive of a man's heart is whom? God. He's the only one that knows. So he does everything for a reason. And even if there are some things that have harmed us, some things that really hurt us, please know that God will work that for your good. Amen? There may have been some things that happened in your beginning that you're allowing them to keep you from progressing and moving forward to your divine connection. And God wants that canceled because he died so that you would progressively move forward. Amen? And so it's important for you to come to understand that he made everything for a reason. Say a reason. Some people come into our lives or situations or circumstances or even ministry opportunities. They come for a reason. Say reason. They come for a season. And some come for a lifetime. See, sometimes we're trying to make a seasonal intervention by God into a lifetime connection. Amen? Sometimes we're trying to force something, amen, that really God brought into our lives only just for a reason. But we're trying to build this and create this whole thing. But he is the one who makes that determination. And even if we find that we experience difficulties, trials, tribulations, adverse things that happen to us, the penalty of sin is removed by love and loyalty to God. Amen. The penalty of sin is removed by love and loyalty to God. This week, we celebrated Valentine's Day. And so we declared it like the week of love. But as Christians, we live, every day should be a love feast for us. Amen? Because we're loving on God and he's loving back on us. So as we go through, know that you have a choice in this matter this year about divine connections. You can make a decision. Some of us like to control things. How many people like to control? Okay, women keep looking straight. Men keep looking straight. You know, sometimes we really want to control something. So I'm going to allow you, give you that permission to control some things. You can control your choices. Amen? You can control your decisions. You can control who you are involved with, amen, who speaks into your life. So whether you say, so far, Pastor Andrea, I don't know if this has been a year of divine connections yet. We're decreeing and declaring it is one. And we want you to be in position to be able to move forward in this new season and new surrender. God has a purpose that you would experience bad hookups. And so we want to help you begin to know and see the difference. But I also recognize we don't want you to be naive. So we are going through our next steps classes. We're going through our new connection groups, and I want to encourage you. How many people have signed up for the connection groups already? How many? Ooh, not so many people here. I want to encourage you to sign up for connection groups, and many of you are leading connection groups, because it's an important piece that will help you to move forward to create and be a part of environments of divine connection. But I don't want you to be naive. I want you to understand. I want you to discern the time and seasons that we're in. It's not just what we see on the news. It's not just what we might read in the newspapers or see on the feed, on our phones, on Facebook. But there are some new decisions that God is calling you to. It's important for you because you have a call and a purpose in your life, but you've got to war for that anointing. Say war. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to read your word and really get inside your devotions unlike you've ever done before. Because God wants you to be able to experience the divine connection first with him and to love him, then love yourself, and then love others as you love yourself. Amen? So it's an important thing for us. So today we're going to talk about and be delivered from some old patterns of thinking, some old patterns, attitudes, and belief systems that really don't serve us. You have to to war for your harvest. Sometimes in the church, we get all happy and geeky because it's harvest. Oh, my God. But how many farmers? Anybody a farmer? Anybody ever grown anything? Okay, I got a couple of hands around here. So, folks, you know, harvest is a lot of work. Amen? So when the harvest comes, you've got to work for that. You might say, Pastor Andrea, how do I make sure that I'm working for divine connection purpose and not bad hookup purpose? Amen? And so that's a really good question, and we're going to put up something for you. You probably saw it when we were here with our No More Hurt seminar. How many folks attended that seminar Friday, Saturday? Amen. So a lot of you saw this, but basically, it's important for you to understand God is so perfect. He is a strategist. He is a planner, and he wants us to be delivered. He wants us to experience all the components of deliverance. And so they're going to put up a slide for me right now, and really it's one that talks about deliverance because he died so that we would be delivered and be made whole. Now, what you look, if you look in your Bibles, and some of you have your Bibles, look at the third epistle of John because that frames it for you. He said it in his word. It is the third epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 2. He says, Beloved, and he's talking to you. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. He wants your mind, will, and emotions to prosper. Amen? He wants you to be able to be in position because sometimes we focus just on inner healing or we look at deliverance and we have powerful deliverance ministers here in the Kravitz and others. But also, God, 75% of this thing is what? To have your mind renewed, a renewed mind. And so there are some who've even accused us of brainwashing you, and yeah, we are with the Word of God. Amen? We're washing you with the Word of God. And so if 75% of our issues are with our mind, the Bible says, let this mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus. Amen? So it's available to us. That freedom and that deliverance is available through the Word of Jesus. So let's look at, you've heard a lot about divine connection, but let's get some understanding of what a bad hookup is. Because some of our divine connections are being slowed up because of our bad hookups. Amen? So I decided I would Google it. You know, hey, I went to the Urban Dictionary. You know, I'm a professor, but hey, the Urban Dictionary worked for me. Bad hookup. I said, well, let me look up and figure out what hookup means. And some of you may already have your own definitions. But it says to have a form of intimacy and engagement, you know, in terms of someone that you're interested in, you know, in a personal relationship. It actually broke it out. And it said for modern youth, it means to make out. And for people who are between the ages of 20 and 35, it has a different meaning. It actually means to be engaged in sexual relations. And please don't tell Pastor that I had taught the sex thing. This Bible is sizzly. If you look at the Word of God, it's some sizzly stuff in there. But it also said that for old people, and the Urban Dictionary defined old people as anybody who was over 35. So 36, maybe it's where Pastor Jade and Pastor Chad have figured it out with Awaken, but all the rest of y'all like me, you're old people, okay? So it says where old people, hook up means to spend time with somebody. Amen? To spend time with them. And the second definition of hooking up, it was a verb. It means to give or to sell something to somebody, usually in reference to drugs. That's a bad hookup. Amen? And so, again, the third definition, say the third definition of hookup. Third definition of hookup, it was a noun. And what it referred to, which I found really interesting, it's a person capable of doing something like a connection. Amen. So amazing, like a connection group. Amen. So there can be a divine connection, but also there can be a bad hookup. Say bad hookup, neighbor. Let's look at the word in Proverbs 9:9 through 11. It talks about wisdom, because wisdom is the principal thing. And so it's so important that we really gain wisdom. Amen? We have to first understand and believe that he's God. I'm in Hebrews 11. We have to believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have to know that he is God. So the first condition is to know that he's God and to be awestruck by him, to be in love with him, to be focused with him, because we have to learn to love God. Then we can love ourselves. Then we can love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen? So when you look at this, it's also important to know that he's God and to reverentially fear him. And what that really means is to respect him and to honor him and to know that he has all power and he has all majesty. Amen? So knowledge of him becomes good judgment. Knowledge of him becomes wisdom. And I'm a behavioral scientist, so I love to give formulas. You know, I love data. I love formulas. So if anybody's taking notes, here's a formula for you to remember. You get your wisdom from God, because he says if you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you liberally. So you have wisdom, and then put a little arrow, because this means is going in that direction. So wisdom leads to knowledge. Amen. Knowledge leads to understanding, and understanding leads to revelation. Amen. So that's your order. And in order for you to avoid bad hookups, it's important that you have the wisdom of God, knowledge that he gives you from that wisdom, understanding in all of our getting to get understanding, and then revelation that comes from that. Amen. You got your formula? Okay, so we have to be able to avoid, and even if we are engaged in bad hookups, we have to be delivered. Amen? We have to self-deliver. So some of you are sitting there and you're saying, Pastor Andrea, I have a pattern or a history of getting hooked up, tied up, tangled up in situations, people, relationships. Sometimes I can even get hooked up with ministries that just are not divine connections. Business deals, contracts, partnerships. I know I'm talking to some people in this room. And so again, that's not a divine connection. What we're really talking about there is a bad hookup. And so another dictionary word that the Holy Spirit impressed upon me that can help us if we're in a bad hookup, if we're really experiencing that kind of situation, we can get out. We can be delivered. Amen? But you have to have discernment. Discernment means, and you may want to write this down in Christian context, discernment is the perception that you get, that God gives you, the Holy Spirit gives you, in the absence of judgment, with a view to obtaining spiritual direction and understanding. And so we may pray for discernment, ask God for it. Some people have a gift of discernment. How many people actually think you have a spiritual gift of discernment? There are some. You can read people, situations, circumstances. Sometimes you want to turn it off, but you can. But it comes. God gives you in the absence of judgment. You might not have ever met that person before. You might not have ever been in that situation before, but he will give you that discernment. That's available to you, that spiritual direction and understanding is available to you through whom? The Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is there to be your rear guard, to protect you and to preserve you and to keep you out of situations and circumstances. What we're calling for in this season, and it's been spoken prophetically, but this is a season where you need the anointing of the sons of Issachar. Say sons of Issachar. And some people are like, Pastor Andrea, what's that? Is that a flavor, a new flavor of ice cream? What's the sons of Issachar? But 1 Chronicles 12:32, you might want to make that note. You can look at your scriptures later. But if you look at it, the sons of Issachar were able to discern the times and the seasons. They were really a tribe. They were the tribe of Issachar. And there were 200 of them who were leaders of this tribe. And they were leaders of this tribe with their relatives. Some of you may be complaining about being in ministry with your brother and sister, but they were leading all of their relatives. And all these men understood the times and they understood the seasons. And they understood what was the best course for Israel to take. Amen. There are men and women of God in this season that God has called you. You're in a fellowship here at his tabernacle. We have godly leaders who God has placed on them this anointing of Issachar, and they clearly know the direction that we need to move in as a body, the direction we need to go in terms of being connected, a divine connection versus a bad hookup. And so it actually says that when you can discern, it really allows you to have a time of healing. Amen? It really allows you through discernment to be able, no matter what situation is facing you, no matter what life is doing to you, you're able to move through that present moment without shattering what God has purposed and called you to do. Amen? Sometimes we can be like bulls in china closets. Amen. God is calling us to a divine connection, and we get anxious. We get ahead of it. We try to fix it. We try to manipulate it. We try to control it. It's not the time or season. It may be the time for you to be engaged, but it may not be the season for you to be married. It may be the time for you to move out in business, but it may not be the season for you to expand your business. That's why it's so important to have discernment and to be able, with the present darkness that's happening in our world today, to be able to have the light of Jesus Christ, to be able to move forward in protection and preservation. You know, sometimes folks look at popular culture and they try to figure it out, and I understand, because there's pain. Those parents who lost their children in Florida, my heart aches for them. But the answer, and I'm not one, I believe that you should be able to bear arms for yourself, but the answer is not for teachers and professors to now have to have guns in a classroom. Amen. That is not a divine connection answer. That's a bad hookup. So it's important for us to pray so we can get the direction of the Holy Spirit so we can move through this present darkness. And I also want to say to you, as we begin to look at even what happened recently in the news with the children in Florida, it's not those children that were impacted. They're our children. We are community. Amen? It's no longer just about me and my four and no more. You know, we have to begin to have a sense of community. And I say no more. The only no more you can experience is no more hurts. Amen? As Pastor Ron has taught us. I want to show you some data and statistics, because sometimes people go into this place where they're like, Pastor Andrea, that's Florida. That's not here. You know, we're not experiencing that here. So I just want to share with you some data and statistics, because I love numbers. But I don't love numbers for numbers' sake. I love numbers for the ability to analyze them with wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and revelation, so I can then, from the numbers and the data, understand what God wants me to do next. Amen? Amen. So let's look at this idea as we're pressing forward. Think about Elmira, New York, right here. This is some data. It's really alarming that 63% of the 6,682 children in the Elmira City School District, they live under 185% of the poverty level. They're not living at the poverty level. They're living 185% below the poverty level. Amen? That's a startling number. And so, again, it really, though, allows our district to have money, though, for elementary and middle school children to have free breakfast, to have free lunch. So that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. But I want to help you, His Tabernacle, discern the time and the season. Some of you who have been involved in Matthew 25, raise your hands if you have. And we want to thank God for you and the Matthew 25 ministry and the vision over this house. Because some of you may say, oh, you know, I don't know, we're just feeding the kids. And sometimes they're acting up, tore up on the bus, and we got issues that are going on. No, this is a prophetic act. This is an Issachar time and season, and I'm here to decree and declare over you, this is a season of God. This ministry has been called by God. Divine connection. Say divine connection. Hey, let's fast forward to the local news agencies. There's been a lot of report about the use of opiates, heroin, meth, on the rise. But that's not just in Elmira, New York. That's not just, you know, it's been an increase. The meth houses, the arrest for prostitution, the arrests involving guns, that's been now, the increased number is in Horseheads, New York. Right here in Horseheads, New York. And it's amazing to me, because I'm like, God, you're awesome. Because the numbers increase here, but you have the people of God here who are increasing. You have His Tabernacle who's increasing. You have the people of God who are in position and who are ready. Amen? Amen. So we thank God for being able to be ready. It's with Chemung County particularly, and we're in Chemung County with Horseheads. We were actually in one of the top counties of the 56 counties in New York with the highest use of opiates. And it wasn't illegal opiate use. It was actually prescription drugs. Say prescription. There are times where we can manipulate and control doctors and medical professionals to get what it is that we want and need. Amen? There are times where we try to manipulate men and women in the body of Christ to get what we need. I had someone who called me the other day. They said, you know, you're a prophetess of the Lord. I need a prophetic word. I said, here it is. Genesis to Revelation. Here's your prophetic word. Amen? Amen. Study to show yourself approved as a workman who can rightly divide. But do you know what county and what place has the highest county involving opiate use? Can you think anybody? Shout out one. We have some people in other counties here. It's Bradford County, Pennsylvania. Anybody from Bradford County? Because we are praying for you in the name of Jesus. We want to see those numbers decrease. We don't want to be number one for opiate abuse. We don't want to be number one for heroin abuse. We want to be number one in salvations. We want to be number one in healing. We want to be number one in deliverance. We want people to move here not so they can run an illegal business, so they can run a legitimate business. Amen, a divine connection. So look. I want to share with you, sin does not only locate itself in one zip code. As quiet as it's kept, trauma and adversity doesn't just happen in one neighborhood. Amen? It doesn't just happen in one part of town. You know, trauma and hurt and pain, it doesn't even just happen to one race of people. Amen? You know, it doesn't have a zip code. It doesn't even occur in one part of the country. Amen? It happens all over the world because it's a demonic spirit that's operating. Amen? And so we're here today to release deliverance over this land. Amen? We bind the spirit of Belial. We come against every high-minded thought and wicked spirit that would attempt to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We come against every spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of alcoholism. Your God, your therapy is not found in a bottle. Your therapy is found in God. Amen? Who is anybody out there? Strongholds in this land are being shaken right now because these strongholds have infiltrated our families. They've infiltrated our governments. These strongholds have infiltrated our relationships. Some of us, God had put us with this person for a divine connection, and we start getting in there and trying to manipulate it and control it, and now it's become a bad hookup. Okay, a study. There's some others who've joined this fight in battle, even in the medical profession. There's some people out here who are in the medical profession, and you may have heard of this. In some states, they actually are training policemen about the ACE study. And the ACE study is, it talks about adverse childhood experiences. This study was actually set up and developed by the Centers for Disease Control. And also Kaiser Permanente, which is a medical partner. They have been doing this study since 1994, and they studied more than 7,000 adults. And so what they found, though, is that mechanisms and situations that occurred with people in their childhood, adverse childhood experiences, they can actually influence the health and well-being of people throughout their entire lives. Now, you tell me that's not demonic. Something that happened to you when you were 3 or 4 years old, now you are 33 years old, you're 53 years old, and you're still fighting that demon. No, it's time for you to be delivered in the name of Jesus under the blood and the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So what they basically look at in the bottom, the adverse childhood experiences, and they name them. If you look at them, all of us have probably had at least one of them, but they give you point value. Alcoholism in your home, maybe abuse, smoking, illicit drug use, your poor quality of life. Maybe you had some, and what ends up happening when you have these experiences in a childhood environment, and maybe the adults in your life, this is happening for them, you actually, it disrupts your neurodevelopment. Say mind. It disrupts your ability that your mind is renewed. Dr. Carolyn Leaf actually did some research, and she found that all of these situations and circumstances can impact people so that later they develop diabetes, they develop high blood pressure. And as you work up this chain, sometimes there are emotional and cognitive impairments because the Word of God says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you actually began to believe this stuff. Someone spoke over you in the third grade that you weren't smart or you can't do math. And you begin to really live this out. Amen? So we bind the spirit of rejection and we loose a spirit of adoption by which he's called you his son and daughter. He is Abba Father. It doesn't matter what your third grade teacher said. It doesn't matter what your coach said. It doesn't matter what your mother or your dad said. What matters is what God has said to you. So with this ACE pyramid, there could be disease that occurs for people, social problems, and if it continues to work its way up, it actually can cause early death in people. It's time for your minds to be renewed. Say mind renewal. Mind, will, and emotions to be renewed in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because God did not purpose early death for any one of you. I'm here to share that truth with you. He said that you would not die, but you would live to declare the works and glory of the Lord. Amen? I don't care what the specialist said about you. I don't care what the diagnosis of the doctor says. I mean, the doctor may give you a diagnosis, but God, the Heavenly Father, the great physician, gives you a prognosis. Amen? But what you've got to do is have your mind renewed so that you are moving forward with the word of God and believing and trusting in his word. Don't have any issues. We love doctors. We have some in our congregation. We love nurses. People are involved in medical professions. God has called you to that. We thank God for you. We thank God that you are there praying before you read the x-ray. We give God all the praise and glory for that. But also, it's important to you to tap into the word of God and be faithful, because he died for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace is upon him, and with your stripes, you're already healed. And what you've got to begin to do is to renew your mind with the word of God so you can stand on what the word of God is saying. Amen? Okay, I got a lot of things that are going on, so I'm going to cancel every assignment or distraction in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to keep on going. Amen. I don't know. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Well, I'm just going to keep on going in the name of Jesus. So this A study, this is what man has sanctioned. This is what man says. But I think that God is giving man opportunity to have more knowledge. Because do you know there are some states that are actually training all of their teachers in terms of how to identify some of these signs in children? They're training their policemen so that they pick up people who may have issues. They are able to then intervene and work with them and treat them in a different way. Amen? They're training their medical professionals to be able to identify these signs and symptoms. So today, I want to help you be able to understand and discern when some of these things may be going on and where it's coming from. But where you started is not where you're to end. Amen? Jesus died so that you would have resurrection power and you'd be able to move forward. So what we're going to do, we have great representation, our SWAT team and our drama team. They're not going to come forward so you can learn to sharpen. I want you to do your muscles like this. Lift your arms up. Develop some discernment muscle. Amen? Amen. My nieces, they say that I'm fluffy because I don't have any muscle. I'm just fluffy. Amen? But whether you're fluffy or whether you have muscle, we want to develop your spiritual ability to discern, because some of you are stuck and tied up, tangled up in some bad hookups. They're not divine connections. So we got our SWAT team, they're coming forward. And as they come forward, I want you to understand God has everything available for you. Sometimes people say, Pastor Andre, I'm not exactly sure what to do. Oh, well, it's in here. This is sizzling. Anybody read this? I say to people, you know, forget Netflix. You need to read the truth flicks, because this is something else. So we have SWAT here, and they're going to act up. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank God for our media team. Amen. Thank you. I think I'm good. Thank you? Okay, great. So we have the first story, Samson and Delilah. How many people know about Samson and Delilah? You may have read that or had it. Judges 16, please make a note so you can look at that later. But Samson and Delilah, you know, if you know anything about Samson, Samson was a Nazarite warrior. He was in his tribe. They were a Nazarite tribe, and they were fighters. They were warriors. Amen? They were phenomenal. He was so strong. And do you know that from in his mother's womb, it was decreed and declared by an angel of the Lord that he would be a Nazarite warrior? Do you know that in your mother's womb, many of you, it was decreed and declared that you would be a pastor? It was decreed and declared that you would be an evangelist? It was decreed and declared. And some people will come up and they'll say, well, Pastor Andreas was spoken over my mother or my dad, or that this is what would be happening. But some of those adverse life experiences happen, and they have distracted me and stopped me. But look at Samson. I love the hairdo. I mean, I was like, really phenomenal. Great hair. We all want that hair. So again, Samson went to Gaza. Samson was a mighty man of God. He was a Nazarite warrior. But he had an issue. Say issue. Samson, he liked women. He liked women. He, even though from the very beginning, I think his larger issue may have been disobedience, because his parents told him not to even marry the first woman that he married. Amen? And some of you struggle in that same way. Amen? His parents told him, don't marry out of your tribe. Sometimes you have a posse, people that you really like and you want to be with, and you convince yourself that that's who you need to be with, but they're not your tribe. Amen? And I'm not talking about, oh, his racial tribe or cultural tribe. I'm talking about your spiritual tribe. So the problem with Samson, even though he was strong, they said he was so powerful. He would take, they said, this is what the scholars actually said, that he would take pieces of mountains, he would grab the tops of them, and he would put them together and create another mountain. He was that, he had that type of strength. Many of you have that type of spiritual strength. You have that type of anointing over your lives. You've been called by God in that way. But there was something in his life that was just a bad hookup. There could be things in your life that take your strength. There could be things in your life that take your money. There may be some things in your life that actually have happened, some of those adverse experiences that take your self-respect. Amen? There could sometimes be issues where it takes your seed. It actually attempts to destroy your destiny. And that's what happened with poor Samson. And so Samson had an issue. He actually fell in love with a prostitute. Amen? And there could be someone, it's because this isn't gender biased, amen? There are some people who may be female, but they are being enticed into relationship with someone who has a Delilah spirit. So we have a representation, a powerful representation of Delilah. So Samson actually fell in love with Delilah. It was a bad hookup from the very beginning, but he fell in love with her. You know, you can choose who you love, amen? Just going to teach a little bit here. You can choose who you love. You know, so you can fall in love with your divine connection or you can fall in love with your bad hookup. My recommendation today for you is to learn to discern the difference. So he fell in love with Delilah because she is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I mean, look at her. I mean, Delilah, she's fine. Hips, lips, fingertips. I mean, she is just beautiful. I mean, she is absolutely awesome. And he can't really resist her. Some of you women, you have the same kind of issue because you're looking at a man with that Delilah spirit. Amen. Biceps, triceps, I also say liceps. Amen. So, okay, I'm going to go back to the story. Amen. So the Philistine tyrants, they actually approached Delilah because they knew that she had this in with Samson, and they wanted him dead. They wanted the anointing on his life destroyed. You know, see, the enemy comes not to just mess your situation up. The enemy comes not just to slow you down. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen? And so here we are with Delilah, and you got these Philistines who came to her, and they said, look, we're going to give you some money if you can figure out where he gets his strength from. Amen? Where does he get his strength? Now, he was a man anointed by God. That's really where he got his strength from. But he had an issue. Say issue. And that issue caused him to have some bad hookups. Amen? And so there is Delilah. She's going after him. And so she tries. She keeps trying. And they end up with these 7 bowstrings. And the Philistines are like, look, Delilah, you got to deliver Samson to us. You keep trying to do all this stuff, and it's not working. Because she keeps trying to figure out what his strength is. And he keeps telling her some lies. You know, when you're in a bad hookup, one lie leads to another lie and leads to another lie. You know? So you can't be in a bad hookup and expect anything to be truthful about it. Amen? And so she said to him, she finally said to him, look, you're just playing games with me. You know, I love you. I love you. You're the apple of my eye. If anyone tells you that you're the apple of their eye, it's not the truth because God, you're the apple of God's eye. Amen? And so it's important for you to have that, or the way you can discern whether you're in a bad hookup or whether you're in a divine connection. So what ended up happening with Delilah and Samson, she says, look, you're just playing games with me. And I know if you really love me, Samson, you will tell me where you get your strength from. If you really love me, you will tell me. You'll sleep with me. If you really love me, you'll sign that contract. If you're really for me, if you really love me, you'll go ahead and go against what are your own values in God. So she's working on him. She is absolutely trying to get him to tell her. So finally, he gets tired of it, and he gives her the secret of his strength. Don't give anybody the secret of your strength. Anyone who truly loves you and is a divine connection, won't even ask it. They will not even ask that of you. Amen? So he basically told her, this is a deal with Nazarites. A razor that has never touched my head. And so, but if a razor cuts my hair off, because I'm a Nazarite from conception, Samson says, if a razor touches my head, all my power is gone. It's absolutely gone. And so she says, oh, okay. Well, let's take a nap. Let's go to sleep. Amen? So she woos him into going to bed with her. Amen? If it's a divine connection, someone who's not married to you will not want to go to bed with you. I'm just teaching right now. Amen? Amen. You could say, oh, we're already engaged. It's just a matter of time. No, before God's eyes. Amen? I'm just teaching right now. Amen? So they go to bed. While he's asleep, she calls the Philistines, and they help her out. And they cut off Samson's hair. Samson's hair is removed. It's horrible, this situation, what occurred to him. Samson's hair is gone. Samson, his power, that means his power and his strength is gone, amen? And so then, to top it off, they punch his eyes out. They mess up his vision, amen? Without vision, what happens to people? They perish, right? Without vision, they perish. So it wasn't enough for them to cut off his hair, which represented his anointing. They also wanted to distort his vision. He had no vision. So he ends up shackled. He's on the ground. They even make him work as a slave. I mean, they tear him up, and this is a horrible thing for him. A Nazarite warrior, a man of God, and this is what's going on. And so finally he talks to someone because they said, well, hey, we want to bring him out and make him a public spectacle. It's not just enough that we have brought shame to him in a private way. Some of you have experienced that in your connections with people where they have brought you to shame publicly. It wasn't just enough that they rejected you. They wanted to also reject the children. It wasn't enough that they, you know, talked about you. They want to talk about your business. So he is now helpless, this mighty warrior. But he tells this man, because they said, we want him to come out in the square so everybody can see his disgrace. So they bring him out, and he asks, can you put me in between the pillows? Can you put me in a position where I'll be able to, because his hair started to grow back. Isn't that amazing? His hair started to grow back. Even though he had sinned, God still began to restore him. Amen? He began to restore him. He restores you and me too, right? Go ahead and give him praise and glory there. So this bad hookup took his vision. This bad hookup distorted him. So here he is, though. They get him, and he's coming of himself. His hair started to grow back. Wow, it grew back fast. And so he then comes forward, and then he says, you know, okay, here I am. He's standing up now, and he's starting to get his position, starting to get a little bit of a strength. And so he begins to push. Samson began to push. He begins to push against those difficulties, those trials. He begins to push against those adverse things that even happened in his life. Amen? But what ends up happening, because he was involved in a bad hookup, Samson, he pushes the pillows, and what happens? The whole thing comes crashing down. When you're engaged in a divine connection, God is able to multiply and bring increase and to build. You can see that we're growing and building here. We have another campus in Ithaca, thank God. But, you know, when you are with a bad hookup, all that happens is destruction. So we want to thank God for our drama and SWAT on Samson and Delilah. Amen. David and Jonathan, anybody ever been caught between a rock and a hard place? Anybody ever had a situation where you're fighting a battle and you really need, really, your soul friend, amen? Someone who truly has your back. This is a divine connection. And so we want to come forward, David and Jonathan. They're going to come forward. Now, many of you know the story of David, and you know David was a mighty man of God, called to be the king. But the reality is that, anybody know of Jonathan? Jonathan was King Saul's, he was his son. He was the rightful heir to the throne. He was the one who was supposed to be next in line. Amen? And so really, Jonathan was supposed to be the king. But Jonathan could see the calling on David's life. Many of you have a calling in your life, and we can see that calling in your life. And sometimes you can't see it. Sometimes you're fighting it. Sometimes you're telling us all the reasons why you can't lead a small group or you can't go out in ministry. But you know, with David, David knew that he was called to be the king. And he was trying to respect King Saul. And also, he had such favor and connection with Jonathan. God will give you favor and connection in a divine connection. He'll have people who are calling you and inviting you to stuff, and you don't even understand why. In this season, people are going to start coming to look for you, and you're not going to understand, why are they even trying to hook up with me? But this is a divine connection. And so with this divine connection, what Jonathan actually did, he had a deep love for David. He had a covenant relationship with David. He actually formalized and wanted to demonstrate to David, because he was willing to give up his his birthright for the calling that was on David's life. We thank God for many of you because you are ministering and supporting this ministry. You are giving everything that you can so that the purpose and the will of God and the vision over this house can come to pass for this region. So they actually shared and gave each other. And so Jonathan actually gave his breastplate. He gave his sword. He gave his girdle. He gave everything to David because he wanted David to be a success. Those who you are in divine connection with will give everything that they have to you so that you will be a success. Amen? That's the way that you can discern the difference between a bad hookup and really a divine connection. And so David was afraid because Saul was trying to kill him. I mean, David was really right on. But Jonathan believed so strongly in him. He said, no matter what comes against you, I have you. I've got you. I'm covering you. And thank God, as the men and women of God here fight forward in the ministry, as we are going forward to get new territories, opening up other campuses in Ithaca, as we're forming and pushing forward for small groups, we thank God for each of you because there's an enemy that our leaders were fighting in the front. But we need to make sure that those behind us truly have our back. We can't fight the enemy out front because that's the divine connection God is calling us to. We can't fight the enemy out front if we've got to be turning around and worrying about what's behind us. Amen? Say divine connection. Thank you, David, and thank you, Jonathan. Amen. Let's thank God for them. There are some things that will come against you in your life. They may have been some things that you experienced early in your life, or maybe even as you progress. You may get a diagnosis. You might have some circumstance with your business, not having enough profit, having too much loss. Whatever that is, make sure that you have a warrior friend like a Jonathan. If you don't have them, pray. And while you're waiting for God to send you your Jonathans, become the Jonathans. Amen? Be those that are willing to cover the backs of the men and women of God as they're moving forward, to be that. And also, I'm going to tell you, when you're going through a challenge, a trial, a difficulty, you need a warrior friend. You need a Jonathan in your life. Amen. You don't need some fear monger. When you're facing a diagnosis, you don't need somebody who's going to pull the statistics and the data about how quickly people die who have that disease. That is not what you need in the name of Jesus. So you need some faith people to surround yourself with. And through these connections group, you're going to have even more access to more faith people. Amen. Who will be there standing with you. Last one. You know I was going to have one about prayer. Garden of Gethsemane. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Jesus is about to face the cross, the most difficult thing in his life. He was born to die, part of his purpose, his calling. God has given him that assignment, but he also has an anointing. But he asked his friends, he asked his buddies, he asked them, and I say, hey, he even called them. He was like, would y'all pray with me for just an hour? Would you even pray with me? Would you get on the prayer line for just an hour? Amen. Can you, as an intercessor, be on the line for the 5 a.m. prayers at least twice in the course of the year? And so he actually calls them out, and he's calling his people, and he said, look, can you all pray and cover me? Amen. Because I'm about to go through a difficult thing. I have to go through a surgery. I think they're going to early retire me at work. I'm having difficulties. You know, I need somebody who will stand with me in prayer. How many of you have ever had that Garden of Gethsemane moment? Amen. And you just need some people who will pray with you. So Jesus, I'm not going to belabor it. Jesus went back 3 times. And Jesus, I know it was disappointing. But every time he left them, they fell asleep. They wouldn't even pray for him. They wouldn't even stand with him. You know, even though he was living out his divine connection and his assignment in God, he needed people who would stand in prayer with him. It is awesome because we have a His Tabernacle prayer team that's connected to the Alliance of Prayer, and they pray. And we want to invite you that even if you might be going through a Garden of Gethsemane moment, here's the number, Monday through Thursday, 6:15 to 6:30. It was like I always say, here's a number and a dime. You can call it. Okay, 712-775-7100. And the access code is 124064. Jesus, I wish I could have given you this prayer line because they would have stood with you in prayer. You know, so this happens three different times. Three different times. Some of you have had an experience where you've asked people to stand with you, and each time it's not happened. But I want to say to you today that this is a new season. It's a new season. It's an open door. This is a new opportunity. Amen. And Jesus, he even woke him up. He was like, come on, it's time for me to go to the cross. He gave up. He was like, enough already. But I want to make sure that you don't give up, that you know that there are people who are praying for you. Amen. That you know that there are people even today who will come forward. Our ministers and pastors are going to come forward, and they're going to stand in agreement with you today. No matter what you are going through, there is someone that God has called to stand with you. Amen? To stand with you in prayer. So I want our pastors to come forward today, pastors and ministers, because we're going to close and we're going to move into our altar call. Because I know as you were seeing these examples of divine connections versus hookups, I know that the spirit and power of the Holy Spirit was moving through you. Some of you can easily identify where people have really disappointed you, where it's been a bad hookup. But I want you also to allow the Holy Spirit to show you where maybe in some cases you've been the bad hookup. Amen. He wants to deliver you. This is not about judgment or condemnation. He wants to deliver each and every one of us today so that we would be those who are in position to be the divine connection for others. And that we won't be afraid to move forward and to sign up for a connection group. That we won't be afraid to ask people to pray because there are some people who will pray. I'm going to close now. And what I want to do, I'm going to actually ask the ministers. They're going to help as we close because I want to tell you my own story. I have a story to share with you. And Pastor Dan, I want you to hold this for me as I tell this story. Okay? And I want you to give Pastor Banfield the bull, because I mean he does the cow thing. And I want to give the chicken to Pastor Palco. Amen. And Minister Mindy, can I give you the pig? Amen. Amen. She's going to be over right here in terms of ministry for just the opportunity to receive salvation. And so I want to tell you just this little story as we close. I have 351 3-year-olds, and they come sometimes and they even tell me stories, and I just love it. Because when we as adults are told a story, that can stick to us, maybe sometimes even more than the words. So look, here's my mouse story. There was a mouse, he looked through the crack, and he saw the farmer's wife. The farmer's wife was actually opening up a package. And in the package, she found a mousetrap. Anybody know what this is, a mousetrap? So the mouse was wondering, oh my God, I'm a mouse. You guys know what a mousetrap means to a mouse. So the mouse had a warning, and he was so upset. He went to every creature in the farm. And he said, hey, look, chicken, where's my chicken? Hold your chicken up. Hold it up. Okay. He said, Chicken, look, I am so concerned because there's a mousetrap in the house. Say mousetrap. There's adverse things that are happening in our lives. There are things that are coming against this mouse. So there's a mousetrap. So the chicken clucked and said, hey, I'm sorry. I can't be bothered by that. Wasn't any help. So the mouse turned to the pig and he said to the pig, look, here's a mousetrap in the house. You know, I'm afraid there's something that's going on. And what the pig ended up saying, the pig sympathized. But you know what? When you're in the middle of a battle, you don't need sympathy. When you're in the middle of a battle, you need someone, faith people that are going to stand in faith with you. Amen? So the pig said, you know what? I'm sorry, Mr. Mouse, but there's nothing that I can do about the mouse trap. But I'll pray, and I will cover you with my prayers. See, it's great. I'm a prayer warrior. Now, we will pray with you, but we will always take action to move forward to support you. Amen? So the mouse turned to the cow and said, cow, all right, there we are. Here's a bull. The mouse said, look, can you help me? There's a mouse trap in the house. And do you know what the cow actually said? Cow says, hey, no skin off my nose. Sorry, it doesn't affect me. I grew up in a good family. I don't have that issue. I live in Penyan. I mean, I don't know what's going on in horse heads. So the snake, though, was there. So one night, the mouse went to sleep, but said, okay, wait a minute. I'm still not comfortable. I'm afraid. So the mouse is peeking out, trying to see what's going on. And actually, that particular night, the mouse heard a sound. So the mouse woke up and went on and said, oh, my God, I hear the mouse trap. I hear the mouse trap coming off. And do you know what happened? The farmer's wife had gone in because they heard the mouse trap go off. And in the darkness, she couldn't really see that it was a venomous snake. She couldn't really see that it was a bad hookup. She couldn't really see that it was a setup by the enemy. And so it ended up that there was a snake that was in the mousetrap, but the snake bit the farmer's wife. So everybody knows how you treat a fever. She got a horrible fever. So the farmer rushed her to the hospital. They returned home, and he said, oh, chicken soup. Hey, chicken soup. How many people have had chicken soup over this season? Chicken soup will help with the fever. So what ended up happening, you know what happened. They needed fresh chicken. Ooh, sorry. Sorry, chicken. Sorry, I'll take that. I'll take your life, okay? Early death. Then what happened was the wife's sickness continued, but neighbors, friends came from all over because she was very, very popular. And so when they came from all over, the farmer said, I got to feed them. So the farmer butchered the pig. So then at the end, what was going on? The wife's sickness, though, it had continued. So the mouse is watching the whole thing. And neighbors and friends kept coming, but she ended up, sadly enough, she died. So the farmer's wife didn't get well at all. So they ended up having to have a funeral after she died. So the farmer, to feed all the people who came, because people came from the north, south, east, and west, actually slaughtered the cow. Slaughtered the cow to feed all the people. Amen? And so there were so many people who came to this funeral. The mouse kept watching all of it through the crack, but also with great sadness, because everybody who was there in the barn was gone. Do you realize that when one of us is facing a problem, it doesn't just concern that person, it concerns everybody. When one of us is threatened, we're all at risk. When one of us has an adverse childhood experience, we all are impacted. When children in Florida are murdered, we have to look at how we protect our children. Because this is really about divine connection in this season. Every one of you are connected. Just like Jonathan and David was connected at the soul, we're intertwined too. And so we want to encourage you today that God has divine connections for you for a reason, for a season, for a lifetime. And so please, hopefully from our storytelling today, they weren't just funny stories, but you're able to discern and ask the Holy Spirit, am I involved in a bad hookup or a divine connection? Amen? And so we want to encourage you today. Minister Mindy is here. She's not really a pig. She was just representing that. But she is here to minister salvation to you. So is there anybody here who's not saved? Is there anybody here who doesn't have the divine connection in their lives? If you do, please join over here. And Minister Mindy is going to minister salvation to you. And also, is some people might be here, and as we were sharing, the Holy Spirit was just bringing to your remembrance situations and circumstances that may have happened in your life or in the lives of others. You may have family and friends who have experienced a lot of those adverse experiences. So we want to encourage you to come up now, because the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart. This is a season of new beginnings. It's a season of open doors. It's a season of deliverance. That's what this is. So we want to encourage you to stand up now as our praise and worship team begins to minister, because there's a call on many of your lives, and God is calling you in this moment to move forward to that divine connection. No more excuses. You can't turn your head. There may be something going on in the barn. You've got to pay attention. It's time for you to move forward. And so we want to invite you to come forward, whether it's for salvation, whether it's just for prayer and deliverance, whether it's for clarity. You may be in the midst of making a decision. And so God wants you to be able to understand how to divinely connect with Him. So we speak supernatural blessings over you. Please come forward. We have the pastors here to pray. But we also want to release a blessing over you this week, that as you go through the week, that the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance opportunities that you may have for divine connections, whether it's to connect with someone else or to be that divine connection, because many of you have been called to be that divine connection. And so we thank God for each and every one of you. May God bless you richly. May he bless you in the city. May he bless you in the field when you come and when you go. May the power of God be over your lives this week. May you be able to discern and see divine connections or even bad hookups that you need to get away from, and have the power and the spirit and the courage to do that. And we give God praise and glory for you in Jesus' name.